Good Monday morning, my peeps. It's Yo Adrian Talks. And today I wanted to talk about, I've had a couple people talking to me about authenticity, right? And I know we've talked about this a lot of times on our podcast. So this is going to be a little bit different. But it's so hard sometimes to be authentic, right? You're looking at someone else and what they're doing and they're successful. And so you try fitting in their shoes, and that's exhausting, right? It's completely exhausting to sit there and try to be or do something that is not authentic to you. And I love this quote by Brené Brown: let go of who you think you're supposed to be and just be who you are. Like, even just say that out loud. I can let go of who I'm supposed to be and be who I am. It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders, right? Like, you just get to be you. Give yourself the freedom to be who you really are. You know, when you're doing something and you don't even feel like you're working, like you're super engaged, time's flying by, you didn't even realize. And I'm not talking when you're scrolling Facebook. I'm talking when you're doing something, whether it's organizing, whether it's welcoming people, whether it's Excel spreadsheets, whatever it is, there is something that you do when you feel like it's not work at all. Like, you are super happy in your zone and time is flying by. Right? That is when you're being your authentic self. That is when you are who you are meant to be, right? Because that is what you enjoy. It doesn't matter what other people enjoy. And I've been laughing because Netflix brought Sex and the City back. So I had to watch it here and there, right? Because, that I was like so into that a long time ago, right? And there's this point, obviously, they're all dating. So it's all about dating. And, where Carrie needs to go eat lunch by herself because she has to be happy when she's by herself, right? We always put happiness on these exterior things, on all the things, like in her case, whether you have a boyfriend or not, or in our cases, whether it's money, whether it's your job, whatever it is, like, you are waiting to find something to make you happy, and you can't do that. You have to be happy when you are your authentic self, because that is your choice. Every day, it's your choice. And we can always find something to stress or worry about, right? There is always a way to find excuses. There's a way to stress about what's going on. We can always pick something in our lives, right? People always have things going on. But can you find ways around the issues, right? These are roadblocks, right? Or you see it as a roadblock, but could you see it as a detour instead, right? How many times are you headed one place? And then all of a sudden, you have to take a detour. I'm sure there's some amazing race fans out there, right? Like, a detour is your choice between two tasks, each with its own pros and cons. I'm sure if you watch Amazing Race, you know that quote very well. So I remember one time I was headed to Chicago, and with it was a cheer competition for my daughter. And there were people who sat in this. Went straight up the highway and got caught in traffic, right? 3 hour wait. And I saw on mine it was taking me a detour. I didn't ask why. I didn't even look to see why. I just said, nah, let's go. We found a new restaurant, went down some new roads with some change in scenery, some back roads, and we had a blast. But we don't always make that decision, right? To take the detour. So many times we have a goal in mind and we just hit that roadblock and we stop. I always suggest looking for the detour, because there's lots of options, right? In life, there's lots of options. And I could have sat in the traffic. And actually, the people who did got there fine and everything was great. They just had to wait. But we just decided, hey, let's just do something different, right? And then all of a sudden, we had this great time. We got to enjoy, we were driving, just talking, doing the whole thing, right? We didn't get caught up in that. Now, we have a choice both ways, because you can sit in the traffic and be perfectly content too, right? And enjoy the conversation and have a blast and still get there, or you can take the detour. So this is why I think it's so funny that there's pros and cons to every decision we make. And if you've heard my story at all, we've had tons of detours with job loss. And so many people are like, oh, it's negative. Oh, job loss. Ugh. But I learned it wasn't. We had a path to be on. And yeah, was it hard going through it? Sure. But it wasn't really negative, because, so many people look at detours positive, right? Like children, marriage, moving. But I've also heard people who look at different ones of those negative, right? They're like, oh my gosh, where am I at? So do you see what I'm getting at? We place the value on these detours. We get to do that. So in everything in life, whether you're sitting at the roadblock, right, or you're going around on a detour, we get to choose what value we put on that. We get to choose. So your experience and the value you place on them during these detours are preparing you for your next stage, your next thing in life, right? I look at every single job loss we had and what we went through, right? We hit a roadblock. We decided to take a detour, right? We had to take a detour around it because there was no other way. And we got to choose how we looked at it. And the first one was really hard. And then the second one got easier. And then we started to realize, hey, it's always better on the other side. It's always better on the other side. So we just have to get through it. And there's a quote by Helen Keller that I love. A bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn, right? So you think about when we're driving all the time and you don't know where you are, but there's a hard bend in the road. Do you keep driving straight into the tree or into the whatever? No, you bend. You bend with the turn. And you don't know exactly where you're going. You steer your car with the turns, but you know you're along your journey and you're going to get to your destination, right? So you just have to look at the detour like you do the turns in the roads. It's all part of the plan to get you where you're going, right? And like we said, sometimes it's not the exact plan, right? Like when you used to get your triptychs, I'm an old lady here. When you used to get your triptychs and all of a sudden you'd hit something, construction, and you have to go around, right? Sometimes we have to do that, but you still get where you're going. So I don't want you to allow any flipping detour in your journey to prevent you from reaching your destiny. Throughout all of those job losses, they weren't fun to go through, right? No, but we got to choose. We had our health, we had our kids, we had each other, we had a determined spirit, right? We knew we could get through that and something better would be on the other side. So you guys remember that. Remember, A, life is a team sport. We're all experiencing detours. So help each other through them, right? Help each other look at the positives, because when we're going through them, it's not always easy. And we have to choose every day, right? I just hit a bump in the road these last few weeks. I started looking at some detours as bad detours, right? Quote unquote. But when things come up like that, we have an opportunity to learn and grow, right? And I had to sit there and go, okay, so I can sit here in the spot, right? Where if you saw my video, the spaghetti, right? You move one piece of spaghetti and all moves with it. So like you get one bad thought and then everything you're looking at you start seeing the bad. So I got to choose whether I sat in that or I could grow and think differently, right? And sometimes it takes the people you're surrounded with to do this, to help you think differently, because we all, like I said, have things going on and we all have moments where it's easy to choose that negative, right? Where it's easy to go down that, oh, one negative thought hits another. And then we're down in the dumps, right? As they call it. But instead, I want you to really think about the fact that like each one of these detours, even when you're going through something hard, right? There's a purpose and there's something on the other side. You're going to get to the other side and it's going to be better. And so when you're going through this, you have one life, you have one journey, you get one. And so enjoy all the detours, even when you're going through them. Yeah. Feel the pain, feel the sadness, feel the hardships, right? I had to do all of that, but I also had to know that in the end, we're on a journey together. My husband and I are, and those little bumps in the road are what made us stronger, what made us keep going, what made us get to where we are. And that will keep happening, right? It's not like you get through so many bumps and then there's no bumps in the road. That's not like that. The rest of your life, there will be detours, right? You're going to be driving to your destination and there are going to be detours. There are going to be mishaps. There are going to be things you have to bob and weave around. But I just want you to think, are you going to sit in the traffic and complain, or are you going to take the detour and maybe enjoy a new path? You're still going to get to your destination. So you guys, I want you to take this week to think about when these detours come up, how you're approaching them, what's going on in your head, and how can you change those thoughts? Or who could you talk to that could help you change those thoughts? That's what I love about our community, right? If you're having a tough time, there's other people who are going through it. You don't have to do it alone. This is your journey. You get to enjoy all the detours and you get to choose how you look at them. So you guys, until next week, when Yo Adrian talks, realize the power is within you. Hey, you guys, you know my passion is helping females live their true ideal life, not to let anyone else determine their dreams, how they will achieve them, or what they really want out of life. That is for you to decide, and I would love to help you with that journey. So if you text Kickstart to 314-333-6063, you will get my latest freebie, and I have special pricing for April only on coaching one-on-one with you. So let me help you realize power within you to create your ideal life.